Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
We are live. Hello and welcome to Direct Mail, Monday, July 24th, 2017. Steve Cypress here, your humble host and direct mail expert for the day. I'm going to share with you some of the mail that arrived in my mailbox today, actually. Normally, I gather it over the week, but reached in today and got some stuff, and we'll shoot the video. As always, I start out by sharing my Rhino of the day, and today is this very cool, fun wooden painted rhino. It's very light wood, and it has a cool painting on it of a rhino baring his teeth for some reason. Rhinos are vegetarians, by the way, so if you're they're not going to eat human beings. They will attack and possibly ram you if you mess with their young kids or mess around with them or something, but they tend to love everybody, and they eat only veggies. So, but this, in this case, he's still baring his teeth for some reason. So there's the rhino of the day. Now let's go for Direct Mail Monday. I'm going to share some mail that arrived in my own mailbox and some my observations and tips about it. So I got four pieces right here. So number one, we're talking about postcards, and all four of these passed test number one. They are oversized postcards. This one being a little smaller than the rest, but this is not quite the postage, reduced postage from first class when you mail a postcard, not when you mail one this size. This is a first class stamp. It's also not more expensive than first class. So rule number one, you want to do an oversized postcard. You want as much space as possible to sell people on your point of view, or whatever you want to sell them on, whatever action you want them to take. Doesn't it make sense? You want as much space as possible to put across that message and convince them to take the action that you want them to take for the reason that it will benefit them to take it. That's what direct response, direct mail and direct response marketing is all about. Find a problem you can solve and then offer to solve it. So I'll go over these four pieces. Number one, we'll start with this one. This is a mailing not for prospecting or new business. This is to current customers, because this is from a utility company, the power company. So it's a local SRP, which, even though I pay them every month, I don't technically know their name. SRP, something power. And you can tell I've only lived in this area a year and a half. Don't even know what the power company is, but I do know we pay them hundreds of dollars a month, especially here in the outrageously, ridiculously hot summer, where it rarely dips below 110 degrees. So right on all the customers' minds is, how do I stay cool and save money? And it's three easy steps. So you turn it over the back, and there are the steps. Step one, two, three. I'm never good with this mirror thing with the camera. I'll get better at it. And so here's an app you can download. Here's the three steps to do something called pre-cool that I never heard of before, but a lot of stuff I never heard of before, spending the summer in Arizona, for crying out loud. Pre-cool, post-cool, anything with cool. I mean, look at the headline. It's got cool in it twice. You're pre-cool, stay cool. Man, that's going to hit everyone right between the eyes. You're going to get their attention. And so this is to help current customers to save money so that they're happier customers. So that's one way to use postcards. Send them to your current customers, clients, patients, whatever they are for your business, with some helpful, friendly tip on a problem you can help them solve, even though this isn't, for the time being necessarily, making you money. In fact, in this case, it's making less money in the short term for the power company, because that's the whole point. They're telling me and everyone else in the area, I assume, how to pay them less money. But what does that do? That gets us to like them more. So that will result in long-term advantage for them, especially with all the solar power companies going around these days saying, hey, I'll save you money on your electric bill by having you just go solar. You just pay for the equipment, cost 20, 30 grand, whatever, but it'll pay for itself after X number of years of not paying the power company. So they're coming out going, whoa, how can we stem the tide of losing customers to solo? I know. Let's help people to save money. So now when the solar guy comes around and says you can save money on your power heating or your air conditioning bill over the summer, your electric bill, they say, oh, it's not that high. You know, it's not that big a deal. It's a lot lower than it's been in the past. Not sold on your solar thing. So there's a reason they're doing this kind of stuff, and you ought to be doing stuff like that too. So that's postcard number one. Number two and number three I will share, because I had to ask my beautiful wife, Michelle, who got the mail on her way in from at an appointment today. I had to ask her, I'm like, did these both really come today? They're two identical, same postcard. They both came today. Now, I have covered this in a previous edition of Direct Monday a couple of months ago, so I'm not going to go over all the ins and outs and do's and don'ts of the postcard itself. I'm just going to say that it's kind of strange that you would mail two postcards to the same place, but she was like, yeah, one was folded up and stuffed in there. And so I was like, do you think maybe somebody was walking their dog? They got their mail on the way to walk the dog. They looked through. They said, I don't want this thing. They went to whatever next mailbox of their neighbors, being us in this case, and they folded up and just stuffed it in there. Like, that's possible. Otherwise, I don't know why we would get two, and one is stuffed up and folded up and in there, and the other one is just as it is. But anyway, that's just a fun thing about postcards. They're doing the right thing by doing it oversized. They have an irresistible offer over here, so if you don't want to take up their main offer, I guess I will talk a little about the postcard, of the buy one, get one free, or buy two, get two free at their place. And I think this is even more clear of an offer than last time I covered this a couple of months ago, where I did it on the good, the bad, and the ugly day, and it was the bad, I think. Now it's good. It's clear to me that you buy one, get one free, you buy two, you get two free. Or maybe I just understand it better. It's probably the same thing as it was last time. I'm just understanding it better. And but then they have the irresistible offer, which here it is. Sign up for the newsletter, which I assume is free. Could have said free newsletter. To receive weekly specials and discounts, go to this.com. So there you go. That's irresistible. It's free, I'm assuming. They ought to have used the most powerful word in marketing and said free newsletter. Don't assume just because you know your newsletter's free. Not everyone knows your newsletter's free. Newsletters can cost money. So I assume, though, there's a free newsletter. And if I can sign up for free and receive weekly specials and discounts, and they could have gone a lot better with the copy and said, get them first before they go out to the public, or get exclusive. That would have been good. Exclusive specials and discounts. They could have said, sign up for our free, is what I would say. Something like this, just off the cuff. Sign up for our free VIP newsletter to receive exclusive weekly specials and discounts. Now it's even more irresistible. It's free VIP. I get specials nobody else gets. That's irresistible. And now I'd be on their mailing list. So they would no longer have to pay for this Every Door Direct Mail, the EDDM, I'm covering up on this site, where it says, you know, local postal company and pre-sort, prepaid, whatever. They could directly send something to me. They could even use what's known as variable printing to put my name on it and specifically talk to me. I'm much more likely to read it and respond to it. Dear VIP Steve, you're welcome to the VIP club. Here's your special blah, blah, blah. It's not just the buy one, get one free. It's buy one, get one free, plus a free dessert or something like that. So this is exclusive to you, Steve, but here's a deal. You ought to come in and use it anyway. So that's that one. And then I will end with this one. Oh, we have a visitor here. Phil Brake. Phil, great to see you here. Yeah, great question that now I see he must have. Phil is one of the brightest people I know, so I know that he typed that before I just answered it. He's asking, is my name on both of the same two postcards? Phil is actually, he's so bright that he understands that I tend to be not that bright and could have been talking all about how, why'd we get two of these and not even looked and saying my neighbor's name on one of them and mine on the other. But in this case, I was smart enough to look and see that they're both simply EDDM, Everyday Direct Mail, local postal company, customer, which I think is also the reason why one of our neighbors could easily have said, I'll just stuff this in there and he wouldn't even know that it came from me and that I did it. Because wouldn't that be silly if it said the neighbor's name on here and, you know, Joe Smith stuffed this into the mailbox. Next time I see Joe walking his dog, I'll be like, hey, Joe, next time you got garbage, how about you stuff it in your own garbage? Like, I care. It's a postcard. We throw it out. Anyway, next. But thank you, Phil, for being here. And any likes, I see you like the thing. Thank you very much for that. I love it. So we will finish on this one, which is from a Sharp Marketing company. This company, they ought to be, they teach marketing to small business owners. And so they ought to be pretty good at their marketing. And this one is, we'll give pretty good. We'll give it a B+. They, first of all, a lot of good things. They're using the oversight postcard. Check. They are using just about every inch of space on this postcard. There is the teeny tiniest of margins along the side on both sides. They're practically using every inch of this to do what you want to do is sell. So they're not doing this thing where they got this big, for some reason, starburst effect around here. Like, that's a lot of space that's not selling me on anything. They got a picture on this side, which is good. I see the view, which looks spectacular and fantastic. And then I see a picture of a piece of, I guess that's a piece of steak. And so that looks good, but did they, and but then they have a meaningless slogan here. Savor the experience. Joy, what does that mean? They could have said something like, you know, get treated like the VIP that you are and save money at the same time or something. You know, I'm not going to make up a headline. In fact, I don't never make up a headline. I go model successful headlines I see elsewhere and plant one right here with a couple of tweaks to it. But they're wasting a lot of space here. They could have had a testimonial here. They could have had, well, they have this here that says they're in the top 100 best restaurants in the area or something. What does it say? Top 100 alfresco dining restaurants in America. How cool is that? So maybe they would have put that at the, instead of this meaningless slogan of savor the experience. What if they said, dine at one of the finest restaurants, have an outdoor dining experience, one of the finest in America, and save money, well, and you eat free, because you do. All you do is bring a guest. You eat free. You buy one, and they pay for theirs, or you pay for theirs. But, you know, you eat, how about, you know, eat free at one of America's best outdoor dining experiences. Something like that would have been cool. Anyway, this one, so doing a couple of right things. Even though the print is small, I got glasses. I can find some. I will if I'm interested in this, I will take out a magnifying glass and read every word. Now, I'm not saying make it like 4-point, but this might be six-point type. I mean, this is about as small as you can get. Still be readable. It's got four testimonials on there. This is inviting me to a marketing, they're calling it a boot camp, a seminar. And so they got four testimonials of people that are happy about attending a seminar. And what do they got on the back? They got three more. People that are happy from attending this very seminar, what they learned and how, you know, what they thought it wasn't going to be good, but then it was. So they're reaching into my mind thinking, is this going to be worth it? And the guy says, you know, at first I didn't think it was going to be worth it, but then I went and man, was it worth it. So overcoming some objections with their testimonials, seven of them, that's eight. Geez, see, I am not that smart. Seven of them on the postcard. I had to look at my fingers to see that there are seven. Oh, boy. So they have a headline here. They have the dates of the conference. They got lots of photos from ACT. They've been doing these, they say, on here for 5 years. Now, I remember the very first one they did because I co-hosted it. And I filled over two-thirds of the people. There were about 300 people there. Over 200 of them came from my invitation. And so that was the very first one and the only one that the one and only namesake founder of the business, it's called GKIC and the G, Bill Glazer himself, that was the one and only boot camp that he ran, the very first one in Chicago. From what they're saying here, I read it, so I think it's 6 years, yeah, for the past 6+ years. So it's 6 or 7 years ago, that very first one. So that's exciting to know they're still doing them, so they must still be working and had a lot of people. And now here's a couple of things why I only give it a B+. So these are photos mostly of, likely of, to make you think these are actual other boot camps around the country, but I know they're not all. So for instance, this one over here, I was at that event. That's a different event they had where they had these round tables where experts, I did one of them and others did, about 15 of us were at different tables with our topic of expertise. Mine was local marketing for brick and mortar, you know, or service or local business owners, and the specific challenges and solutions that we have when we're advertising and marketing our businesses. This was one by a friend of mine named Russell Brunson right there. You can't tell, but you can if you had it in your hand. Look real close on marketing over the internet, which is a humongous category, but lots to talk about there. So that's not from their boot camp. So you won't experience a roundtable with Russell Brunson teaching you anything about internet marketing. So one demerit there for a little bait and switch false advertising. Second of all, this is very strange to me. They have the one and only fantastic Miss Darcy Juarez up here. Darcy was with GKIC directing the marketing after Bill left. They said, we got to bring in some genius expert. Let's bring in Darcy. And so she then left my mastermind coaching group of top performing entrepreneurs because she said, Steve, I can't come to your thing anymore. Thanks for handing my resume to the CEO of GKIC. And she was then working for GKIC as their marketing director. She left the company. Now she's back with them. So her photo belongs on there. However, this one down here, is of the one and only fantastic Dave D, another marketing aficionado extraordinaire. But I believe he's no longer with the company. So maybe somebody that knows better than I do could let me know that. But I'm pretty sure he left the company. So why is his photo on there? He did. I think he hosted these boot camps 3 or 4 times a year for 5 years or so. He hosted them all around the country. So, you know, this one is coming to my neck of the woods. It's right. It's in Tempe, which is just southeast of Phoenix, right near the airport, which is very smart. So people flying in from wherever can get there easily. But anyway, that's just another reason I give it a demerit. Now, to the recipients, they wouldn't know anything about that. They wouldn't know that this has nothing to do with the boot camp. Doesn't happen. You don't get a round table with an internet marketing internationally recognized multimillionaire expert. You're not going to see Dave D there anymore. They wouldn't know that. So to the casual recipient observer, they would say, wow, it's great. And besides, it doesn't matter what I think. Doesn't matter what anybody thinks. All that matters is, does it work or not? Does this help fill up the room or not? So I am going to get the postcard. I've probably already gotten multiple emails about it. I'm very likely to get a personal phone call about it. I might get a letter in the mail about it. This isn't happening until September 14, 15. We've got 6 weeks to go. I'm likely to get several more touches in what we call a multi-step, multimedia campaign, which you ought to do too. Don't just send a postcard. A postcard should be part of a campaign. See, in the world of effective small business marketing, we don't do events. We do campaigns. We don't do a postcard. We do step 1 is a postcard. Step 2 is an email. Step 3 is a phone call. Step 4 is postcard number 2. Step 5 is a letter. Step 6 is an email. Now, I wouldn't really do them in that order, but it's multi-step, multimedia. So the guy that doesn't says, you know, postcard, schmostcard, maybe he'll read an email. Maybe he'll listen to his voicemail and get it from the phone call. Maybe he will read the letter that comes. So maybe I'll read all of them, and I won't be convinced until 4, 5, or 6, and I'll go, okay, this really must be good. They really must be trying to convince me, and I don't think they really try and convince me of something that sucks. So they must believe this is good, and maybe now I'm actually going to read these testimonials and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So they got also multiple means of response on the bottom here where you give people a choice. Go to this website or call this number to register. Very smart. You want to give people a multiple means of response. They're doing a ton of great things on this card. If it wasn't for a couple of things there, I would give it an A. But again, it doesn't. What are they don't care, and nobody should care what I think of the thing. It's, will this work? And I believe this will work because I believe they've been using this for 4 or 5 years, and it's filling their events around the country. And at that event, by the way, not only will they do all these things, teach you how to do X, Y, and Z, but they will also sell you a bunch of stuff. They'll say, okay, here's a 1 hour on how to do a newsletter, for instance, at that first one that I was at, and then you want some more for $297 or whatever, here's our DVDs and workbooks and manuals and templates and whatever on how to do a newsletter more in depth. So teach you the topic. You say, that's a good topic, but newsletters I'm not going to do, then you wouldn't want any more. But at the end of the 1 hour being taught how to do a newsletter, you're either going to say, that's enough for me to do an excellent newsletter on my own, 1 whole hour of teaching, or I'm going to hire someone to do it because they're great, and I have a client, one and only Nina Hirschberger, who does done-for-you newsletters for many businesses of all types, and she's great at it. So that's the quick, sure way to make money with newsletters is hire an expert to do it. Or you could do what I tended to do when I didn't get it in the beginning, the long, slow, painful, non-money-making way of, gee, I insist on learning everything myself, and I'm going to do it myself, and I'm going to be my own guinea pig and make all my mistakes myself and not get my phone ringing and throw money out the window. But that's what I did, and a lot of people like to do that. So then you can buy a course on it. So they're going to get people free to the event, teach you a lot of stuff for free, and then stuff you want to know more about and really make money with it. They'll sell you advanced coaches, courses, coaching, all kinds of other things. So this is an event that you, any business owner, can do. You can have a free event to teach something about your business, and people that want more will then hire you to do it for them or pay you more money to teach them how to do it even better. So that's it for Direct Mail Monday. As always, I got to go to the questions here at the end. Oh, I'm reading the stuff I wrote. That's kind of silly. Thank you very much, Phil. Phil is seconding my intuition, my belief that, it's not intuition, I think I heard about it at the time, pretty sure I hear about this kind of stuff. Dave V is no longer with the company, so therefore, that's a failure. Like, in your business, I do not suggest that you put photos of ex-employees who will not be at your events on your marketing for the events. I mean, I would have to believe, I don't think I'm going out on a limb here, that to fill this 3/4 inch or 1 inch by 1 inch space, there is something else this company could have put there. There's another one of these generic photos of people at events. There is, or the actual, what about the other person that's going to be co-hosting along with Darcy? There must be a second person there, or heck, just put the press of the company. I mean, put somebody else there. Put a photo of a spaceship there and say, we're going to skyrocket your results. I mean, anything but a former employee. That just doesn't make sense, folks, does it? So demerit there. Next one I receive, GKIC, are you watching? Next one I receive, you had best not have a photo of an ex-employee on the thing, for crying out loud. Who's on quality control before this stuff drops into the mail? That's it for Direct Mail Monday. We had a lot of fun. My Rhino of the Day had a lot of fun. And we will see you back here tomorrow for Topical Tuesday. I take something out of the news and teach a business lesson based on it. So you get the added bonus of I will talk about something usually intriguing, silly, absurd, crazy going on in the news. That's easy to do. That's just about every story there is these days. And I will teach a business lesson based on it. We'll have a lot of fun tomorrow. Hope you'll join me then. Phil, thanks for being here, and anybody else watching on the replay, I will catch you tomorrow on Topical Tuesday. Over and out for Direct Mail Monday. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.